Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
A key al-Qaeda terrorist for whose location the State Department offered up to $7 million under its Rewards for Justice program was killed recently in a U.S. airstrike near Sarmada, Syria. Mohsin al-Fadli was a key leader of al-Qaeda who plotted external attacks against the U.S. and its allies. Al-Fadli, who previously worked with al-Qaeda's Iran-based facilitation network, had been a close confidant of Osama bin Laden and, according to a Pentagon spokesman, was among the few trusted al-Qaeda leaders that received advance notification of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. Another senior al-Qaeda leader was also killed in July. Abu Khalil al-Sudani died in a U.S. airstrike in Afghanistan's Paktika province on July 11, 2015. The Pentagon said that al-Sudani had been a senior member of the group's Shura, or council, and headed al-Qaeda's suicide and explosive operations. He had also directed operations against the coalition, Afghan and Pakistani forces, and maintained a close association with al-Qaeda's top leader, Ayman al-Zawahiri. In June, a U.S. airstrike over Yemen killed Nasir al-Wuhayshi, the leader of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, or AQAP, which has been responsible for numerous high-level terrorist plots, including foiled attempts to send explosive-laden packages to the United States via cargo plane. In 2013, al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri named al-Wuhayshi as his deputy. With the deaths of al-Fadli, al-Sudani, and al-Wuhayshi, al-Qaeda's operations across the globe have been degraded and demonstrate once again that the United States will continue to counter violent extremism in the region and beyond. Their deaths also show, as President Barack Obama has said, that those who make the mistake of harming Americans will learn that we will not forget, that our reach is long, and that justice will be served.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.